This is Northwest Public Radio with StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Senior citizen Howard Kelly Prentice Jr. decided he needed a little activity, so he signed up for an elder hostel vacation. Well, he ended up with quite a souvenir, his future wife, Dottie Prentice. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, hear how it's never too late to fall in love.
After a marriage of 49 and a half years to my first wife, I was single person for 2 years, and I decided to go on a trip. I needed a little activity, so I signed up with Elder Hostel, a travel company for elders, and went on a bus tour of southern Utah.
I had been married before and been divorced from my husband. So I guess I'd been single over 20 years. And so when I went on this bus tour for vacation, and Howie wanted to sit down in the bus seat with me.
Got on the bus the first day. All the seats were taken except one, and there was a lady sitting in that seat. I asked her if I could sit there, since it was the only seat left on the bus. She said, after looking at me very carefully, "I guess that's all right."
I just thought, oh boy, I'd heard about a lot of these guys that get to know somebody on a bus trip or any trip, and the next thing that the woman knows about is her house is gone and all her money's gone and he's gone too. So I wasn't very interested in Howie, but he was fun.
On a 10 or 11 day bus trip, we got very well acquainted.
He came back every day and sat with me on the bus, and we had a wonderful time. And everyone else on the bus just wanted to know, what in the world were we laughing about? Why were we having such a good time? And then they started making wisecracks about, when is the wedding going to be? Are you engaged yet?
Then each went back to his or her home. My wife now to Memphis, Tennessee, and me to Yakima, Washington. And we carried on a 10-month courtship by telephone. And 11 months yet later, we got married in Hawaii on Maui at Valentine's Day on the beach with our shoes off. A very exciting time. And we've been married since then for 10 years.
It's been a wonderful 10 years. Lots of fun, lots of traveling, lots of unusual things have happened to us, but we've always had a great deal of fun in it, and our families are very happy that we've found each other, and they can see by looking at us the happiness in our faces.
That was Howard Prentice, now 87 years old, and his wife Dottie, who's 77, sharing the story of how they met. You can listen to other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Museum, Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.